to her. It's our to her. To her. To franchise quarterback, a for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Schmeathen says changes to our Cam Ward.
Oh, he turned things up. You know, we're doing our Cam Ward next hour.
He's good.
He's good.
He's good. I have so much fun watching the Canes. Just points, swag.
Really is a good feeling.
Trenches.
Yeah.
Love so that. Excited. I am excited.
Depth, though.
With the Canes, not the Dolphins.
What should we make of quarterback play in the league in general?
It's not good, dude.
Right.
It's not good.
Okay.
But not as bad as the Dolphins. They have
No. I'm not. No. Hey, relax.
Sorry.
Relax. Sorry. I didn't say that. But I brought this up last week. And it's more of the same. A lot of 200-yard passers.
Yeah, but there were more. It was better this week.
Yeah.
Now, not from the guys you expected. I believe the first 303 tutties.
Oh.
You want to know who it was?
I know who it was.
No way.
New guy.
New guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Caleb Williams.
Nope.
No,
yes, it was.
Can't be.
Andy Dalton.
He had a...
Andy Dalton?
Andy Dalton!
I thought Caleb threw for 360, though, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. But I don't think he had three tutties.
Two picks. Three touchdowns from them? Yeah.
And they lost. They had 16 points.
If they had three touchdowns, they would have probably won.
No, Caleb had 363, 2-2. But 303 tutties, first guy of the season.
Andy Red Rifle.
Dalton.
Okay, so this tells me that it's not poor quarterback play. It's defenses are getting better. They have to. Because it seems like anyone who they can game plan for is not doing anything.
Well, did you hear Antonio Pierce after the game? Because he killed his players.
Oh,
killed them. He's like, we had a bunch of guys making business decisions out there.
Ooh.
And maybe we got to do the same.
Damn.
I was like, ooh,
that's rough.
It's spicy.
That's spicy.
That's what a former player said.
I was like, woo. Right? Oh, man.
But here's the deal. So what happens is that it's very easy for coaches to get caught up with how good I am and how good we are, and they need to adjust to me versus looking for ways or the next way, the next step to defending you, right? Even the last 2 years, and we've had this discussion before, the Miami Dolphins have had problems when a team is good enough to just put five or six guys in between the hash marks and dare you to go in there, and Tua has to pat the ball a little bit. And they've never come up with a offensive plan to combat that.
And that to me is one of the things that's frustrating about the coach. Like,
right, exactly, because I've been saying this for 2 years now.
He's now, I think, 2-10 as a road dog. Like, he never gets the game you never think he's going to get.
Right.
And it's not even like, and here's the other thing, I don't even want to say get it, Leroy. He never even makes it competitive.
Right.
It's like they're not even in the game, dude. And how many times do we at least see a team, like the Panthers, the Broncos, all these
the Steelers.
Five, six-point underdogs.
Nobody thought the Steelers had a chance this year.
No, definitely didn't. But like I'm talking like road dogs.
Right.
And like he never, ever gives you one where you're like, poof, McDaniel. Right. Never saw that coming.
Right.
You know? I get it. We can talk about the talent, but they picked that talent. And he's the one who told me.
He told
me this is the most talent in his offensive line room he's ever had.
Well,
liar.
Well,
liar.
What talent is he talking about? Because I can make a starting five with the guys standing on the sidelines. So which lineman?
You mean the guys in jackets?
Yeah, not the ones actually playing. Well, the guys that have arm braces.
You mean Isaiah Wynn?
And walking with a limp.
Or eye poked, Captain Insano?
Yeah, dude, can I just say this? As much as I love Teron Armstead and as good as he is.
Who doesn't love him? Great guy, but come on.
You know, had a great game yesterday?
Connor Williams.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you ran him out of town.
I didn't run him out of town.
Oh, I
didn't. He's needed.
Dude, stop it. Stop.
The only thing I ever criticized Connor Williams about.
The only thing.
Oh, Connor. No. I know my takes.
Hey, this dude is backtracking.
The only thing that I criticized Connor Williams about that I thought was ridiculous was holding out of minicamp. I'm like,
you're Connor Williams. Calm down, dude. All
and
right?
He held out for a day.
I know. Which was, again, look at me drama. That's it. Good lineman. Snaps the ball like a damn missile launcher, well, but you know.
He seemed fine yesterday.
Sure did.
Fine yesterday.
Sure did. I didn't like Kevin Harlan calling bombs for the other team.
Oh, gosh. Oh my goodness.
That DK Metcalf's a moose.
He's got DK.
Oh, God. I was like, that's not how it's supposed to go.
Does it sound right?
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Tyreek Hill.
Oh.
He tweeted after the game.
Well, shocker.
W or L, I still love this team. And then he tweeted, just a little adversity, baby.
And then he tweeted, my account was hacked.
I got so mad at that tweet, and I texted you guys. I'm like, is this what it's like when I say, just a little TTL, man.
Just a little adversity? What? Hey, the only ball I saw Skylar Thompson hit you in the hands with yesterday. Whoops.
Yeah, I mean, in his defense, a majority of those targets were going to Alec Ingold anyway.
Oh, my God. Hey, respectfully?
Yeah.
He gets to block.
Okay. All right.
That's enough of him.
Oh, okay. So no 1 yard carries for no game.
Dude, you're not Lusaka Polite.
Gotcha.
You had the element of surprise twice.
Yep.
Because the Dolphins had never done that.
Yep.
Twice.
The last two times.
Twice a game. The last trying to go to that, right?
The last two times, not even close. They're like, they're giving it to the intangibles in the backfield. Crank.
Yeah.
And no more throwing to him. No more. He's there to chop block.
Oh.
That's it.
Okay.
No more nonsense. No more ball skills. Hmm. All right? Respectfully, we're going to the intangibles a little too much.
Hmm. Okay. You don't want to see Iowa football out there.
No, I don't.
All right. Okay.
I want Cheetah. Yeah. I want Waddle.
Yeah.
Julian Hill anytime touchdown would be nice.
Oh, this guy.
We're getting there.
Well, the ball is still kicking Julian Hill's ass.
Old Stone Hands over here.
That ball, he got to file assault and battery charges on the football.
You called him new George Kittle, dude.
The guy seems like he has the brain of an anvil where he's just like, meemaw.
You called him pro bowler. Hall of Famer.
Julian Hill, a.k.a. George Skittle.
I called him George Kittle.
So, yeah.
So
but wait. No. Do you understand why, how we get here? Do you understand how we get here? Because the whole time I try to be reasonable with stuff, and this is what you come to the table with.
Did Julian Hill have more
penalty? George Kittle.
Did he have more penalty yards or receiving yards yesterday?
He flinched like 8 times.
12 more penalty yards.
Man.
Anytime touchdown, though, really would have.
I'm going back.
Might as well get somebody paid.
I'm going back to him this week. I think it's going to happen. They do look for him.
Let me see. Yeah, well, you know, they'll stop when you don't catch the ball.
Man.
Let me see. Yep.
Can I ask another thing?
What's up?
Tua, right?
Hmm?
Flies to Seattle. Right? He's wearing the Devon Achane A-chain.
Ah.
Yep. Look at this.
It was then revealed.
Damn Browns.
What happened?
What?
I'm looking at my Munyon.
Oh, sorry.
Ready? Here's what I had. Ready? CJ Stroud, less than 263.
Okay.
Derrick Henry, more than 66 yards.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Big game for him.
Good.
Neither. Caleb Williams, that was a freebie.
Oh, perfect.
Baker Mayfield, more.
He hit?
No.
Oof.
But then, this is why. What did I tell you, Tobes? Never put a penny on your teams.
Ah.
Deshaun Watson.
Oh.
More than, guess what his number was?
Is it rushing, passing, or
touchdowns? Passing.
Yards?
Yeah.
200.
200 on the button.
Oh, damn. I'm...
Guess what old Deshaun Watson finished with?
196.
Oh, that's tough.
Okay,
that's
Jerome tough. Ford, the only running back.
Oh, bad fumble yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
49 yards.
Full game?
Full game!
Yikes.
I'm figuring they're going to try to make an attempt to run the football, right?
When is
the
Nick Giants? Chubb coming back?
Yeah.
Is Chubb coming back?
37 yards.
Sorry.
Ugh.
Terrible. What happened now?
Is Nick Chubb coming back anytime soon?
I don't know, dude. He had a pretty serious knee injury.
So me hoarding him in all my fantasy leagues is stupid, then. That's what you're saying. I should probably just release
him. Well,
it's all right.
Hard to say.
I'll just pick up Jalen Wright.
I mean, this is his second or third serious knee injury like that. What you think you're getting when you come back?
I don't know. He's a freak.
Yeah.
He's a freak.
He looks like a guy who could beat science.
Mm. Okay, but right now, you know what he's beating? Mm-hmm. A chair with his ass. Right? So.
It's winning, though.
No, but let me just ask a question.
What? Yeah.
So Tua.
Yes.
Flies to Seattle.
Yes, indeed. Got the chain.
On the sidelines. Raheem Mostert reveals the day after the concussion.
Yeah.
Goes to Disney on ice.
Goes to Disney on ice.
That's a good sign.
It is a good sign.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a good
sign. Does he have to miss a month?
Huh?
Does he have to miss a month?
I was on ice.
I know he does
they
now.
They put him on IR. I know
he does now by rules, but did he have to miss a month?
Here's the problem.
It's the optics.
Right. There you go. Like, I told you when it happened. This is not like the other ones. I told you that. I could tell by the way he was walking, the way he was talking to everybody, right? The next day he was fine. He went to Disney on Ice. The fact that he flew all the way to California, that's the biggie. Normally, if you have any real concussion, they keep you overnight.
Further Washington.
Hmm?
Went to Washington.
Say it again?
He flew to Washington.
What did I say?
It's California.
Seattle. Okay. So, maybe he could have been, you know, healthy, but I think they did it so there's no question, right? In 5 weeks, nobody's going to, you know, say anything.
But isn't it, like, let's just say, and I don't wish this upon anybody, obviously, but like, if Tua gets a concussion again, regardless of when it is, people are going to be mad at them.
No.
And him.
And guess what? And I'll tell you, he'll probably get another one.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with that offensive line.
Oof.
So,
Eichenberg.
Look, I don't. Sometimes you just, it's like it's football. Sometimes you get hit weird. Sometimes you get, like, that wasn't a violent hit.
A lot of lights at Disney on Ice.
Huh?
A lot of lights.
Strobe effects. He's probably healthy.
A lot of strobe lights.
He's probably, and now everybody's like, well, if he's healthy, why did they put him on IR? Because, you know, because now you see your options.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I don't know, man.
Take a break. Back after this.
Oh, yeah. Don't want to be a player.
I'm not a player, I just crush a lot.
We're about to have a cab situation again.
It's too twisty. Like, I don't need all that.
Want to let you guys know, you guys can join the WQM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars. Wednesday! This Wednesday! We've been telling you about it. It's presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Autumn Mall. Enjoy fine whiskey, a good cigar. I was down some yesterday after this loss. And you get to have some sports talk with the WQM on-air staff and Duncan Robinson, the Dunkyard Dog.
I always tell you, you got to work on that bark. It's just like, it's more of a seal every time you do it.
Yeah, it's Scooby. That is Scooby. Sunny Bunny killed a squirrel this week.
Whoa!
Caught it?
Caught it. I think the squirrel was getting cocky and fell out of the tree.
Oh, what?
She was right there.
Cocky, huh?
Brought it to me. So proud.
Yikes. I had to fight off Leroy's dogs yesterday. And Dre, his adopted dog...
Huge.
Moose already?
Last time I saw him, he was on Leroy's lap, nibbling on a Michigan blanket.
Mm.
Fast forward, what, that was July?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
2 months, and this dog is huge. It's almost as big as, biggest one?
Not Zeus? Luna.
Zeus.
Zeus is the big one.
Luna's just fat.
Yeah, well, Luna.
It's not one of those ironic nicknames. Like, you're in the name Zeus.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Big.
So you guys can RSVP for Whiskey Stars and Cigars at WQM.com. Get you an invite to a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Come hang with the WQM on-air staff at Whiskey Stars and Cigars this Wednesday at Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Autumn Mall. Official partner, the main man. There's nobody to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online to themainman.com. And presented by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE today.
Whoa, what's going on?
I know we took, I told,
ambulance.
I was telling Glennis and her cousin,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, listen, all the other dogs, these two dogs will bark, but they don't do nothing. They just want to play. Zeus is going to go get every toy in the house and present it to you.
Yep.
Don't think it's cute. Don't grab it. Because then you're under contract.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just leave, just ignore it. I know you want to play, you want to, you know, want a dog, you want to throw something, don't do it. He ain't going to bark, he ain't going to bite, he just going to keep bringing your toys.
Marcos, you got something new for us here?
I do indeed, my friend. Sometimes things happen within the sports world, and the only way to really encapsulate this occurrence is with the top five double dip.
Oh, my God. Going to the next joint. It's been a while.
You double dipped the chip.
Yeah, baby.
Double dipped? What are you talking about? You dipped the chip, you took a bite, and you dipped again.
It might be one of the funniest Seinfelds ever.
Oh, it's so good.
Seinfeld getting some love on social media as there's a meme or like a video making its rounds proving that Seinfeld had some of the best shoe game in the 90s, actually.
Really?
Yeah, like all the Jordans, exclusive. He wore some Andre Agassi's.
Interesting.
A bunch of different things. So.
Right.
Shout out to him, but more importantly.
You know who else has a good shoe game?
Who?
Old Mike McDaniel. He's got a good shoe game.
Oh,
not paying off for him.
Not paying off. You know, that's what happens.
Not paying off for him.
When you buy shoes too big, Mikey. Now,
imagine thinking you get to hang with Eric Spoelstra, Mike McDaniel.
All the time.
I guarantee Eric Spoelstra goes up there to Seattle.
Yeah.
Never coaching a football game in his life. I guarantee the Dolphins cover.
Yeah, that's fair. Wait, what was the line, actually?
It was 4.
Cover?
Cover.
Okay. Jesus. 4. Well, I had faith in us. Anyway.
Paul Maurice?
Yeah.
Covers.
For sure. Cold-blooded. Does he have Panthers on the roster? Can he bring...
No, it's ridiculous.
Can Spoelstra bring a Heat player?
Why would Alexander Barkov be playing football?
Matthew Tkachuk is what I was thinking. Fighter, for sure.
Matthew, what is he going to play? He's smaller than Berrios.
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah, I don't think you understand how...
They are little.
Yeah.
That's not true. Nobody's smaller than Berrios.
Also not fast. Berrios. Nice return yesterday, Berrios.
Yeah. That's what he does.
Okay. It's not good enough for you.
Angels. Anyway, what do you got?
Double dip list. These are the top five lies.
Liars!
The Miami Dolphins have told us. How is this double dip? Because they said it was true. But it was also a lie.
Wow.
Now we got some honorable mentions, as we always do before we get to number five. And let me just warn you guys, this is no joke. This is no jokey jokes, all right?
This is
jokes.
Serious. This is the serious double dip.
Except for the photos that I may have edited. So if you have the ability to watch on Miami 560 WQAM, our YouTube and Twitch, go and search there. But other than that, this is serious because you brought up a point in your YouTube post. I don't want to hear happy-go-lucky, jokey jokes from Mike McDaniel right now. I don't want to hear about what Socrates...
I just don't have it in me to listen to him,
dude,
right now.
I don't, and I'm tired of the lies. So we're throwing the jokey
and
jokes.
And like today he's going to be like, we got to face what it is. And we... if we want to prove people wrong, we got to go do it. Great. What are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it? All right. Honorable mentions.
Yes.
Lies told to us from the Dolphins.
Yep.
Skylar Thompson is an NFL quarterback. Liar.
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 I mean, in all honesty, you would hope that theory never had to be tested.
Yeah. Tough. But it was, and it failed. 3 years. I'm not judging him off of yesterday's performance. I'm judging off the fact that other than that one training camp with Eric Ezukama, I have heard or seen nothing of interest from Skylar Thompson that would separate him in my brain from any other quarterback since Cleo Lemon.
Oof.
But that's
Mike
just,
White? The OG Mike White.
Yeah, essentially. Same thing. Samesies, dude. Samesies.
Talking about Pat White?
Pat White.
Mike White. Betty White. Samesies, dude. Samesies.
Betty White drops back to pass.
Oh, no.
Number two in regards to honorable mentions.
Mm-hmm.
Easy bleeping breezy, dude.
Why?
Easy breezy.
I thought it was going to work out, baby.
Not even. Was he there? He was just getting cardio.
I don't know. He tweeted out yesterday. Omar told me before the game he's dealing with a foot injury, so I didn't know that.
Foot injury. A guy I've never even heard of.
I didn't know that.
You know, there was a guy who got it. Do you know the guy's name who caught a pass yesterday who no one ever heard of ever?
Dude, they brought him up. Yeah, what was his name? Eskridge? Something like that?
Probably.
Easy tweeted out after the game yesterday, just got to be better. 100 emoji.
Yeah. Got to be 100 times better. I agree, Easy.
You guys don't have to tweet after every game. You know that, right?
It's okay.
No one's going to judge you.
Why? You're the first one on the horn to see what they're tweeting after the game.
My thumbs were cooking yesterday, dude. My thumbs were cooking.
I like after what the Browns did and what the Dolphins did, I just put Twitter away.
Fair.
All right, hustle through these. Let's go, Frog Boy.
Number five, lies that were told to us by the Dolphins. Let us start off with speed kills. Speed kills, does it? These guys were supposed to be the fastest team in the NFL, and that one stinking speed play has been on display in the first 3 years.
I think we've gotten one speed play, the 80-yard touchdown. That's it.
Yep. Literally, yeah.
We've gotten one speed play.
Congratulations, speed kill.
And then anytime there is a speed play, it feels like Julian Hill is called for holding.
For sure. Or, you know, someone is doing some sort of offensive mistake because we're like the most penalized team I've ever seen.
It's crazy. I thought they cleaned that up last year, too. That's another thing that's disappointing.
Sometimes, to be honest with you, it's the stupid mistakes, you know, the lining up and, you know, the formation stuff or whatever. But sometimes you have penalties because you're not good enough.
Mm.
So if you can't get a guy in front of you, you always hold him because you're reaching. You can't stay in front of him with your feet. So that is that, too. So some of the things I look at and I'll go, the other guy's just better than him.
Number four.
Yep.
We were told this man would be a laundry day's worst nightmare. The wrinkle that was supposed to be Jonnu Smith.
Oh, my God.
Jonnu Smith was supposed to be a wrinkle. Nope, don't worry about it. Jonnu Smith was supposed to be a wrinkle.
Why does Jonnu Smith have white hands?
No.
He has not been a wrinkle.
He has not been. He's been anything but a wrinkle. And as you can see from that picture, he has been ironed out of the offense.
White it out.
The number three lie told us by the Dolphins. We have found our franchise quarterback.
Oh, no.
Now, this is not a shot at Tua for any other reason than this man's health is a concern.
Yep.
For his safety for
nightmare scenario for one thing you didn't want him to even like, hey, could he get an ankle sprain, something like that?
Correct. Then it'd be
concussion,
like
concussion, of course.
AC, he could tear an ACL.
Like a violent concussion.
There you go.
A violent looking concussion. Just add on to the nightmare of the season.
Therefore, you cannot say that we
couldn't tweak his back.
Nope. Nothing.
Could he get a little plantar fasciitis? Nope.
The old head into the chest.
Ridiculous.
Number two.
And so you want to know something?
Yeah.
It's because you wanted him to run.
It's not
it's your fault. Your fault.
I just thought maybe he can extend the play.
Yeah, good job. He extended it all right.
Extended it
to 1-2.
Minyu says the audacity of Tua to wear that chain hanging out.
I think he was just being a good friend. It's like, oh, don't worry, Devon. I'll hold on to that for you. Maybe like Devon's safe didn't work in the visitor's locker room.
Can't trust it.
You know?
We've seen visitor locker rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Not good.
Like the Heat one. Like, what is it? It's like those three-digit locks.
Yeah, exactly. And it resets if you don't put in a quarter every hour.
Oh, man.
Number two.
Yep.
Don't worry about the O-line. No need to worry about the O-line.
Lie, dude.
This is probably one of the biggest
lies. Laughing at us.
Laughing at us saying we're overreacting. Essentially calling Omar Kelly out.
Yep.
He thinks this is fine, apparently. But the number one
line. Have a good chuckle over it. Let me know what his rider is at the improv.
Oh, yeah. I'll let you know for sure. I'm sure.
The jokey jokes.
It'll include snacks because he's a big time snack guy, I hear.
Who?
What?
Mike McDaniel?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
What's the last one?
Welcome to the show, Leroy. The last one is.
You're lashing out.
Mike McDaniel. Is a head coach.
Wow. Is that Sean McDermott?
That is Sean McDermott.
Uppies.
Uppies indeed. That may be the biggest lie we've been told. Mike McDaniel, offensive
guru.
He
looked lost yesterday, man. Like, sideline demeanor, he gets an F for that yesterday.
Well, because he's trying to figure out what the hell can I do with this guy.
Yeah, but you can't let me know with your actions that you're trying to figure out what the hell do I do.
And also, hey, Alec Ingold. The refs don't listen to you, dude. You gotta stop when the play is stopped. You don't get to stop blocking.
There's a lot of situations where everybody thought the play was stopped and it wasn't, and it was a weird thing. I've never seen that happen that much. I've seen it happen every now and then, but not that much.
Here's a newsflash to the Dolphins. Maybe they didn't prepare for this. Seattle's loud. It's loud, dude.
What does that have to do with the official?
I don't know. But everybody was like, is the play over, guys? I don't know. Intangibles. That was him mic'd up.
Why does he yell intangibles? Think about it, dude. If Brian Flores was the head coach of this team and Mike McDaniel was the offensive coordinator,
yep,
wouldn't this team be much better?
I've been thinking about this. Do you think it was... Do you think the Dolphins are paying for bad karma for taking the victory lap on Brian Flores before the season?
What? No. I think they're getting in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
For putting all their money on the least important reasons as to why you win. Meaning that if I would have taken care of the offensive line and gotten an offensive line and spent money on the offensive line and not worried about everybody else yet, and I put a quality offensive line together, this team would be better off not even with two out. Right? But we made a lot of assumptions. Like one, we got the guy if Teron misses a few games.
Just want to say, I don't want to pat myself on the back because I don't hurt my shoulder. I didn't make any assumptions. You told me they know more than me.
Yes.
Ooh.
They can still be wrong.
And Liam Eikenberg.
They can still be wrong.
Stinks.
Ooh,
they can still be wrong.
Still bad.
Right? I'm not saying like they're acting... correct either.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that offensive line.
Oof.
I mean, they should go to Skylar Thompson and go to Boyle and go to Tua and say, we're sorry.
Oof. Take a break.
Because guess who's going to take the heat?
Quarterbacks.
Right. Exactly.
Boom.
Take a break. Appropriately, Leroy's Game Balls and Game Bums are next. Welcome back.
Man.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Are there any American punters anymore in college football? Or are they all Australian?
Huh?
I said, I'm wondering, we were watching long snapper videos during the break.
I mean,
break,
like, that's where we are now.
What do you mean?
We are watching.
We were having fun, man.
That was a good video.
Yeah. He goes, hey, check this out. Number one long snapper in the country.
We learned that there's a rivals.com just for long snapping.
Yeah, for sure.
Apparently.
Clearly, we need the Dolphins.
But like every time, because I think there's like an Australian punting academy now. Like they're converting all these Australians. Like, and so they're all Australian. Yeah. Like there's no American punters anymore.
Yeah. Although Dolphins punting this weekend. Excellent job.
That guy, let me tell you something. Props to Jake Bailey.
Yeah.
Because that man had a fire lit under his ass. He saw the competition outside the gates every single day from that Middle Tennessee kid.
That is true.
And you want to know something?
Yep.
What a little competition did? Did him right.
That's right.
Got him ready.
That is right.
He went from 30th.
So you're saying his competition wasn't even on the field?
Nope.
It was a guy wanting to.
Mind games.
You don't bring in two punters. Who's his competition on the field? Once you get the job, you get the job. You know,
yep.
Other guy.
So props to that kid from Middle Tennessee State lighting a fire under Jake Bailey.
Yeah, that's right. It's like you're a PE coach at a school, and then another PE coach sets up shop outside.
He's right.
Like, I'm coming for your job, coach.
Exactly. What?
That's exactly what it's like.
Let's get to game balls and game bums, huh?
Game balls and game bums.
Bum, 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 bum.
So,
this guy's a bum.
All right, Leroy, what do you got today, buddy?
So, my game bum and game ball are coming from the same game.
Oh, okay.
Let me get my game ball out first.
Sounds good.
This team scored 53 points by halftime and finished with 70 points. Now, you would think they played a cupcake. No, they did not. That is James Madison.
Oof.
70 points. My game bum goes to the team that gave it to him in North Carolina.
Yeah.
North Carolina.
That guy recruited you.
The team that Miami can't beat.
I know.
Damn.
A lot of talk that he might resign.
Just had a 70 burger put up on him by James Madison.
It's tough.
How's that possible?
Your school I named that is a person.
Yep, bum.
70. Is that even Division I?
James Madison?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're in the Sun Belt, yes.
Okay.
You know, it feels like
they
it's happening.
They just became a Division I school, I'm thinking.
Probably right.
Yeah.
You know what's happening
3-0,
at the same
though.
Time? James
3-0.
Madison?
3-0?
Does it feel bad that they gave up just, they scored just 13 points against Gardner Webb?
Right.
And but scored 70 against North Carolina.
Right.
Yeah.
Say that again. 70.
Wow.
It you think it's like Alabama, you know, Alabama, hell, even Miami. Miami is seventh in the country. They scored 70.
Close, so close.
Almost.
Close.
Yeah, close ain't 70.
It's close.
They wanted to.
Holy smoke.
Kids
that was,
better,
I was shocked.
The ACC
wait.
Getting worse.
I don't know how, can we give game bum James Madison? You gave up 50 points?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
North Carolina scored 50 and lost by 20.
They also gave up 50, though?
Yeah, the final score was 73-50.
Okay. Well, I kind of thought it was like a 70 to like.
It's like a heat regular season.
I think it was the highest scoring game without overtime.
Man.
So, yeah. I was amazed.
Well done.
I guess.
I like it.
Do I know where JMU is? I don't. James Madison 70, Dolphin points all season 33. Oof. Wait, so where is James Madison? The Dukies.
Where is the school?
Yeah.
All right. I must look it up. You're making me get.
Oh, somebody could have just. Somebody asked me, do you even know where it is? I'm freaking. Why don't you tell me?
Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Yeah, nah, Trevor. Harrisburg, Virginia.
Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Harrisonburg.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
How about that?
Purple and gold.
Got to win.
So that's that. I'm gonna save. Like we've done enough Dolphins.
That's fair.
Like I'm just down, but that I had that in the back of my mind from Saturday. I'm like, what? Is that a? That's seven. That's a two, right? No, 70.
We'll take a break. Get to more things on the other side. You guys call us 305-567-0560. You want to celebrate the Canes, we'll do that too on calls. You don't just have to bitch about the Dolphins. But I know most people just want to bitch about the Dolphins. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, and streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. More to come after this.